这个应该不会。
哦。
现金个人的钱。
这么贵。
Please listen, having first generated the Mahayana attitude of bodhicitta as before.
Talam tsukye chongapa te parata semba tok chi insinyi renden do dikhu.
Today I'm going to explain the 15th stanza of the aspiration of Maitreya, which is an explanation of the characteristics of the six perfections in general.
Deyang danzen dagren zemba ye ngbo kon la mene ba simjin kon la mene do sem na man ji jin dong so chi sa ba song.
An entity such as grasping onto a self and mind is not present within any of the paramitas. To benefit all sentient beings, may I give with generosity free of avarice.
Dikap so sena manji jindong so ki jimba la chunzi jimba la jarte tembare ma to de chini de parud simba toka la jar gure.
Now the mention in the fourth line of generosity free of avarice is using the first perfection, that of generosity, as an example of the six perfections. But what is presented in this stanza applies to all of the six equally.
Danzen dang na na da da sambe dan zain da tene dakren zemba se de dakre se jete da ke jemba ton da ki sothem ton da ki zavaya pogom da ki sundutam da ki something gom da ki hirap la lo jang ki panda wo da garen zemba phasen to la da garen zemba yong re da da dan zemba tang da garen zemba ye ngo bo koin la mne ba den ra wo da dan zemba da da garen zemba ngo bo koin la mne ba ngo bo koin la si je te ngo bo kan la ye mne ba ngobo kanlaya mane ba sijete ngobo kanlaya mikpa mane ba dor dona munzein ge mikpa thamche len de ba de semjin kon la mane to ningge chembe semje semjin kon la semjin kon member kon la mane ya semjin kon member le to semjin kon ge joi ma member se pa ta joi ma ge ba chevar sa ba le to Senna manchi jindong kyon, di kapsa ta jimba la jane, jimba dokso semna re, jimba dokso semna manchi pa, semna manchi pa, semna me pa, semna lente pe, jimba tongo ni shoche, iso, ta jimba la tambo jaywa.
When it says an entity such as grasping onto a self and mind, it refers to the fixation on a self, imputation of a personal self, and the fixation on that which is possessed by or pertains to that self, the imputation of things possessed by the self or mind. And the reason these are mentioned in connection with the paramitas is that it might be possible to practice these virtues in a way that was involved such a fixation. You might think that you would think, well, I am being generous, I am maintaining morality, I am meditating upon patience, I am cultivating diligence, I am practicing meditative stability, and I am training my mind in prajna. But when it says that such grasping is not present within any of the paramitas, it means that in the practice of these, there is no concept of anything, there is no conceptualization of any kind of substantiality. And in that way, then, in the context of any of the paramitas, there is no, if they are properly practiced, there is no fixation on a self or fixation on that which is possessed by or pertains to that self. Now, the function of these paramitas is to benefit all sentient beings, which means that the function of all of them is to ripen or mature those beings who have not been ripened, and so on. And in the fourth line, the mention of generosity free of avarice is an example, using the first of the paramitas as an example of what their practice consists of. And here you mention generosity free of avarice because avarice is the opposite of generosity. Generosity is the absence of avarice.
The name Jinzo te Danzin te Da Jimba Tama po yin samna te Kanzak Danzin re Da ke Jimba de Chepar and Papa yin da was some young Ajadan de Ore. The name Da ke Jimba and that of a tongue samna Da can Jimba Namdo tongue de Ore Dageva Dageva second though Da dan Dagger and Jimba Ore. Tene yang dak jimba tam jimba ngopo la denbari kenban temari kina tene chuje danzen re tise na khanza ka danzen dan chuje danzen dan deba re tise na sunam je tso dan gebe le yin yang tene khanza ka danzen dan chuje danzen je thogu ma re jun sen kar sa na samno tantar me pate khanza ka danzen dan chuje danzen yin be sa na Danzin the Nyambo Yimbesena, Danzin Yi Chiamatovari.
Now, in the context of ordinary generosity, then there is a fixation on a self. For example, if you have the concept, I am giving, then that is the fixation on the self of persons. And if you have the concept, this generosity that I am performing is superior, that is pride. And if you have the notion, my generosity, my practice of generosity, that is fixation on that which pertains to or is possessed by the self. And if you cling to the apparent substantiality of what you are giving, then that is a fixation on the self of things, or the self of phenomena. This means that a mere virtuous action or a mere meritorious action in itself is insufficient to eradicate fixation on a self, since the cultivation of virtue and merit alone may involve the maintaining these concepts which constitute that fixation.
Tena da kunzup to yimba tamu kabdu samsun te yimba tonga poyan yuchin tende to tanga nao yuma tabo mulam tabo choda tabo jizu ngu poyan yuma mulam choda tabo yimba lemba poyan yuma mulam choda tabo kipa tang tonga tambar dene yimba po, lemba po nam, tundam tene, trupa tang trava, tungba, tony, chuni, trupa tang trava, topa, tony, topi, hirap, jisengo.
When you cultivate generosity, therefore, it's necessary that you recognize that in the context of relative truth, the practitioner of generosity is merely a coming together of various interdependent causes and conditions. And that in that way, you who are practicing the generosity are no more real than something in a dream or the reflection of a moon and water. And also that the recipient of your generosity is also merely the coming together of causes and conditions, like a dream or the reflection of the moon and water, as is that which is being given. In other words, the practice of generosity needs to be embraced by or combined with that prajna which realizes the absolute or ultimate truth, which realizes the nature beyond elaboration, emptiness or dharmata.
In
the fourth line, where it says, may I give with generosity free of avarice, the opposite of the first paramita of generosity, which is avarice, is explicitly mentioned. So one needs to apply this line to the other five paramitas by considering their opposites. The opposite of, just as the opposite of generosity is avarice, the opposite of morality is immorality. The opposite of patience is anger or hatred. The opposite of diligence or exertion is laziness. The opposite of meditative stability is distractedness. And the opposite of prajna is mistaken prajna.
And
if you wanted to apply this stanza to the second paramita of morality, then you would say an entity such as grasping onto a self and mind is not present within any of the paramitas. to benefit all sentient beings, may I attain morality free of immorality.
Te chotem la jame yang dan zin te nga chotem kin nge chotem sung kin sana nga chotem yin sana chotem kin sana dagr zin ba re nge chotem sung kin sana dagr zin ba re ten rabu teni dan zin dan re ba re ten de dan zin dan man de ba ngo po kwen la ma ne ba chotem jin khor som kang sung wa po Sunza Chotem, Jetar Sunva Chor Sumpote, Chotem Jungubo Kuinla Mane Bar, Simjin Kuinla, Dene Simjin Kuin, Member Savi, Leto Sanju Samba Namje, Sucha Manjibe, Dene Chotem Sungubri.
If in your practice of morality you have the concept of I am practicing morality, I have morality, and then you are generating the concept of fixation on a self who is practicing the morality and fixation on a morality which is a possession of that self. And therefore, in your practice of morality, the true practice of morality by a bodhisattva, and then it is necessary that you be free of conceptualization about the three aspects of the practice, which are the person who is maintaining morality, the morality which is being maintained, and the manner in which that morality is being maintained.
De yin da ta zhe ba la jian ne yang control man ji zhe gong shuo wo tian da wo jia le zhe ngwen ma song de ji kwa le dan zhen da ge zhen ba yi ngwen bo guan le ma ne ba sim jin guan le ma sim jin guan le
Now, if we apply the same stanza to the third paramita, that of patience, and then the first three lines would be the same, in entity such as grasping onto a self and mind is not present within any of the paramitas, to benefit all sentient beings, and then the fourth line would be different, and it would be, may I maintain, or may I meditate upon patience free of anger.
They are, nga zwe pa jin yin sam na, tene kanza ka dan zin dan digiri. Nga zwe pa gom ki yin sam na, tene dagar zin pa re. Ngupo kwen lam ne pa, zwe pa gom pa po da, zwe yor, zwe pa gom pa sabas, Sabat Sumpati, Mubu Kuala Manesu, Zupan Khursum La, Den Yin Jin Mekpa Mepa, Den Bari Kempa, Mubu La Manepa, Simjin Tamjin Mimba Leda Tekpa Chimbu Lola, Simjin Tamjin Mimba Mpimba Leda, Deni Kondro Manjipe, Zupa, Jeva Terap Kondo Gombari Shoshi.
Now, if in your practice of patience you have the concept I am patient, that is a fixation on the self of persons, and if you have the concept I am meditating upon patience, then that is a fixation on that which pertains to or is possessed by that imputed self of persons. Therefore, as before, the practice of the paramita of patience needs to be free of concepts of the three aspects of the practice: the person who is patient, the patience on which they are meditating, and the manner in which they are cultivating patience. So therefore, you have the attitude within that lack of conceptualization that for the benefit of all beings, as this is a Mahayana practice, then through all my lives, may I cultivate or meditate upon patience free of anger.
Te ta bu zhe ben kor so ne me ba yo ne nga zhe ba gong ba bu yin san ba tang. Ne zhe ba che ba ten je gong gu yo san na te ne nga ja re, nga ja ten de ge re. Ten ta bu nam to che ba kap so yi la zhe ba me ba tang. Zhe ba nyam ni me pe me ben de ki yang je ge re. Yin la nye jo je ge re. Yin zhe pa mei pa, yin gai ki le zhe pa mendo san, tini zhe pa mei pe, yin menpa sokore. Tene nyumong de re. Tisena ngopo kwen la menepa kokore.
Now, if in your practice with patients you do have concepts about these three aspects, for example, if you think I am patient, or if you have the prideful attitude, my patience, this patience I am cultivating is superior, and then because it is pride, and because it is therefore based on a comparative a concept of others as comparatively lacking such pride, such patience, as others as being impatient, and therefore is involves the reviling or disparagement of other sentient beings, then it becomes mixed with kleshas. So therefore, it's necessary that the practice of patience be free of grasping onto a self and mind.
Tene tsoen du la jana yang dan zen da kren zen ba ye ngo bo kwen la mene ba. Sim jin kwen la mene to lelo mai chi ma reo lelo man chi tsoen bar hyo.
And if this stanza is applied to the fourth paramita, that of diligence or perseverance, and then you would read, an entity such as grasping onto a self and mind is not present within any of the paramitas. To benefit all sentient beings, may I practice perseverance free of laziness.
Tene semjin menpa le do tanda o tene lelo manchi pe tsuen tu tsam gore te tsombar hyo chik se ten rabo tsonga le lawo yo mare kale kabo re tsombar hyo se sen de tang serap tam che do ten sanje ju gompa ma thop che pa do tsombar hyo somar re.
If you have the attitude in practicing perseverance that I am perseverant, and then this is the fixation on the personal self. And if you have the attitude I am very perseverant, then this is pride and involves the comparative disparagement of others whom by comparison you must obviously be considering to be less perseverant. And if you have the thought of my perseverance, then this is fixation on that which pertains to the self or mind. And if you take this perseverance to be substantial, then that is the fixation on the imputed self of persons. If you have these concepts, then while your practice of perseverance will be meritorious, it will not be sufficient to sever the fixation on the self. It's necessary, therefore, that your cultivation of perseverance be free of conceptualization of that person who is perseverant by recognizing that that person has no true existence, that the perseverance which you are cultivating has no true existence, and that the manner or action of cultivating it has no true existence. And by free of conceptualization about the true existence of these three things, then you can generate the true aspiration to cultivate perseverance in this and in all future lives, the perseverance that is free of laziness for the benefit of all beings, which means in order to inspire perseverance in all beings.
Dene, samdhin la jana yang dāngzhēng dākir dzimbā yī ngōpō kōng lā mānyēpā sīmjīng kōng lā mīnlē tō nāmyēng mānyī gōmbarikō.
And if we apply the stanza to the fifth paramita, that of meditative stability, it would read, an entity such as grasping onto a self and mind is not present within any of the paramitas. To benefit all sentient beings, may I practice meditative concentration free of distractedness.
Now,
if you have a fixation on I am meditating, if you have the concept I am meditating, then this is the fixation on the self of persons. And if you have the concept this meditation on which I am meditating, then that is the fixation on the self of things. As long as you practice meditative concentration with this kind of a fixation, then it will be insufficient to sever fixation on these selves. Therefore, the practice needs to be divorced from conceptualization of the three aspects of meditation. So, you need to recognize that in the context of relative truth, or as relative truth, then the meditator, the meditation, and the action of meditation exist merely as groups or concatenations of various causes and conditions, and that ultimately they have no true existence. And then, in order to cultivate with that attitude, then you cultivate the practice of meditation, thinking that you do so for the benefit of all beings, which means that you make the aspiration that you cultivate meditation in this and all future lives in order to be able to lead all beings to the state of meditation in order that they be able to attain awakening.
Then
if we apply the same stanza to the sixth paramita, prajna, then it would read, an entity such as grasping onto a self and mind is not present within any of the paramitas. To benefit all sentient beings, may I cultivate a prajna that is free of mistaken intelligence or mistaken prajna.
Then dancing dagan zimba de na na da kirap ki ni sa na tene kanza ka dancing re da kirap ki ni be kemba yo na kanza ka dancing re dagan de dan de ta bo ki so sa ni kiza la dambari kena dage watan yang kiza la dambari kena chuje danze de den rabu danze ni da madarna tene danze kanza ga danze da chuje danze la ngad nyembo yo mare danze ni je troke namdo yebse na tene danze keto mare danze yang prabjo sigre yumsi ti sena ngopo kan la mane ba kipa po ta kiza ta so je dar kipa som de kirab jeng kor som de kunzo de ju tin ten de nang sang je mana yoma choda ta wor nang tam do yoba ta don tam bar tene tuven ta tam je da ta wor tong ba ni de kipi kirab go re te yo na tene kirab ti ye dan chu dan kanza ge dan den ji nyen bon do re nyen bor song de sem jin ko na me ne do sem jin ko me ba la de ne chirap de lan la the go gon do kanza ge dan mi chi pe chirap de lan la the chu ji dan mi chi pe chirap de lan la the ne de ne sem jin na dan den ni le do go gon do de ma to sem jin chan so do go gon do yo bo do go gon do se na phin ka ma re Sentient coin a member led though, the knee hiram carpa. Takpar tava than tepa tava lasso by hiram carpa, hiram carpa manchipa, hiram carpa len debe, the knee danda, hiram young takpa. To some gomsomji, hiram young takpa lasso and barricoche, given dead and set up tamchet.
If you cling to the concept, I have prajna, or I am intelligent, then that is a fixation on the self of persons. And if you cling to concepts about what it is that you know, I know this and I know that, then that is a fixation on the self of things. Therefore, such a practice of prajna, which involves the concepts of the selves of persons and of things, cannot serve as a remedy to those fixations. In fact, it could increase them. Therefore, in your practice of prajna, you need to recognize that the knower, the known, and the manner of knowing are present or existent only as relative truths, merely like magical illusions, like dreams, like the reflection of the moon and water. And you need to combine the practice of prajna with that prajna that recognizes that these three things and all things are ultimately beyond all elaboration of existence or non-existence. And if you have that kind of development of prajna, then it will serve as a remedy to the imputation of the self of persons and the imputation of the self of things. You practice such a prajna with the aspiration that you practice it in this life and in all future lives in order to be able to lead all beings into the practice of the prajna which recognizes the twofold selflessness, in order that beings be free from fixation on these two selves. Because the aspiration to free beings from fixation on a self cannot merely be an aspiration to go to beings and say, you must be free from fixation on a self. You can't free beings that way. You need to free beings by actually leading them on a path that will cause them to become free from that fixation. So you aspire to, in order to be able to do that, practice perfect or correct prajna, prajnas which come from hearing, from reflection, and from meditation in this and all future lives.
Di kāp su jīmbā mīntuāyīmbā sō sēmnā nyāmbā. Di cik tamadirido. Jinpa mantan so nyam tang. Nambar mato yi hiding. Nambar mato yi hiding ba de dante tsikye kaabzo danzen dagan zemba yi ngopo kwenle mene ba teta tata chekwa. Nambar mato yi hiding. Kaanza ka dami dang chuje dami topa nambar mato yi hiding denba. Doipa tamche yungzo si sikye de di kaabzo simchi mimba tsikye dire.
Doipa?
The same thing is the same thing. Tandeke Nambojagana Jimba part of the Simba Tanda Seni Somdan Dembar Tangbote Jimba Muntes or Senna Yam Toba Rana Senna Meba Mobola Senna Meba Chato Ware Jimba Muntes on Number Mato Ikidin Timmy Chutan Kanzaka Dam Meba Topa Number Mato Ikidan Demba Dickabs Mobokala Meneba. Doipa tamche yungzo se jimba tang te jini semchin urpo namche doipa zokpa sem chamba sem gabo zokpa vore jimba tang te nyambo dong yang dong chik nyamba mena sem zokma re sem chokma re jimbe tanda loma pu sem gabar sepa sumpa tene Simjin namin si namsom. Yani simjin nam remje nintu je tekpa, ranjar je tekpa, tekpa chenpo kanon la member sepa. Min si je de tekpa som je lan la rempen tek topa je goba. Ten rao te ta jimba la jana jimba chu je diyan sinye je dan temba.
In the Sutra Alankara, each of the six perfections is said to possess four characteristics, and if we apply these four characteristics to the first of the six perfections, generosity, then it says generosity conquers its opposite, and this corresponds to the last line in the stanza from the aspiration of Maitreya, generosity free of avarice. And the second line says, it possesses non-conceptual wisdom. And this corresponds to the first two lines. And then the third is, it fulfills all wishes. And the fourth, that it is a threefold ripening of being. And these two lines correspond to the third line, to benefit all sentient beings. Now, the four characteristics, if we apply it to generosity, are first, generosity must serve as a remedy to its opposite. In the case of generosity, that is avarice. So the first characteristic of the perfection of generosity is that it is a remedy for avarice. It is an effective opposition to its opposite. The second characteristic is that it possesses or it be combined with non-conceptual wisdom. Non-conceptual wisdom means the wisdom that is free of the concept of the self of persons and the self of things. The third characteristic is that it fulfills all wishes. That means that the generosity actually delight the poor and so on, the recipients of generosity, that it actually functioned to fulfill their wishes, to please them. And the fourth characteristic is that the generosity served to ripen beings in whichever of three ways is appropriate. Now, ripen here means to lead to the path. And to ripen in three ways means that through generosity, you lead beings to whichever of the three vehicles, the vehicles of the hearers, of the solitary realizers, and of the bodhisattvas, the Shravakayana, Prajikabuddhiyana, and Bodhisattvayana. You lead them to whichever of those three vehicles is appropriate for that being. And those are the four characteristics of generosity.
Jinpa manteng so nyam tangi kipa tendi kapsu tse kipa sena manchi jindong kho si chute re. Tene nambar mato ihi dingi kipa tse kipa te danzen dagan ribayi ngobo kala mene pata re. Tene
Now, to correlate the two stanzas, in the quotation from the Sutra Alankara, then the first line, generosity impairs or conquers its opposite, corresponds to the fourth line, may I give with generosity free of avarice. Then the second line, it possesses non-conceptual wisdom, corresponds to the first two lines, an entity such as grasping onto a self and mind is not present within any of the paramitas. Then the third and fourth line in the Sutra Alankara, it fulfills all wishes and it ripens beings in three ways, correspond to the third line, to benefit all sentient beings. In the quotation from the Sutra Alankara, then the benefiting of all sentient beings is divided into two ways that beings are benefited. The what is expressed in the third line, it fulfills all wishes, is the short-term or immediate benefit for beings, which is to please them in the short term. And what is mentioned in the fourth line, to ripen all beings in three ways, is the ultimate or long-term benefit, which is the benefit of leading beings to whichever of the three vehicles is appropriate for that being.
Tētāwū tēnī yedān dēnbē jīmbā yīnān jīktēn lēn dēbē jīmbā rē tēnī yedān mēdēnā tēnī tāndā jīktēn bē jīmbā kā rē.
If generosity possesses these four characteristics, it is supramundane. If it does not, it is mundane.
Tene chote la jana chote mante so nyam ta number ma do yiki de da ba tham che yong do se sin ji na mi si nam som se se tang bo de jo la ma de yin da ji kwa yo de do de ji.
Then to apply this stanza from the Sutra Alankara to the second paramita, morality, then we would merely change the first word from generosity to morality, and the stanza would read, morality conquers or impairs its opposites, it possesses non-conceptual wisdom, it fulfills all wishes, and it ripens beings in three ways.
Sotem la tin de remje ne tini tikpa som la simchin nam tibar se ba ti tini ye sango.
So morality would have to have four characteristics. that it serve as a remedy to, that it conquer its opposite, which is immorality, that it be free of conceptualization of the three aspects of the practice of morality, in other words, that it possess non-conceptual wisdom, that it actually please beings in the short term or immediately, and fourth, that it be a way to lead beings to the three vehicles.
Tene zeba la jana zeba mante so nyam tang nambar ma do yi hi di zeba tham che yong do si sim jing na mi si ma te le la wu ji.
And then in the same way, applying this stanza to the practice of patience, impairs its opposite or conquers its opposite. It possesses non-conceptual wisdom. It fulfills all wishes, and it ripens beings in three ways.
Then zepa mente so kare zepa zepa nyamli yun zepa mente so the kontrole kontrol nyam tapa. Pena dravo dravo lan tapa ma jam na. Zepa me bare. The zepa mento so nang ni kontrol nyam ba. Control down, condon zimba, control down, quinzin city of the Jisoya, Magab Semji over a ten yam tokore. Then manyamna, money than the Zuba Mavare. Kahi Zuba, then a double soul and took one, Majamna, Copper Nani, then a condone, control deba, condon zin deba, Jerry and Bodega over it. Took what Japsana, then a Pachik lap sorti lap to control the hand over here, chick chick the chung chung. Kayam malam no control joinable, control the consent joinable degree. Then Dawina, then run Zerpachin yins and a young, when is Zerpachin mare? Control your one. This and a control maintain, control Zerpan maintains or control yam topa, control the consent semjanana, name topa de call. Then a number mato hidden, sijite. Zepa gomba pota, zoyerta, zepa gomba savate, zepan corsum, tene la mekpa mapa, toni topi hirapti simba. Same thing, gober sepati, when it gansa chill zepa yapu yuna, tene same thing so gavo chavire, gossage the gavos over it. Kaike sanju semba lojula, tene dravo soya, zepa langote, loma chas over it. Dakjagatamba Zoba Sanji Jom Din the Transong Zobar Mavala Kotjeva Yiba Kapso Jarbo Kondro Jine. Zumoso Transong Zobar Mavala Chuchu the Jarbo Kondro Jine, then the Transong Zobar Mava Shani Rubber Part the Tumbala Jenaya Tumbala Jenaya Kondro Sani Mazane Mazavala Tinde, then the Tanda Transong Zobar Mava Loma Chasong. Then Rao Sim Zobala Mune Zoba Yun and the Vachimboy. Simjin gobar sepa. Tela ten de tikpa somne mine, tene jabo te yuma tene transo zepar ma loma chavare. Tikpa som tene kare ten yu ten de hako me. Lam.
Ne transo zepa ma wa te sha dang rupa dumbo che tsane tene kongge loma chapa lama kulu me pa tene kangja.
Te Zepa top the Kulu Larian Susan Varawa, Hakwa Sultan, the Yogarino. Tambo Transong Zeparma, Japo Tumo de Jeba, Kamsan like Hina Sail and Rover Capsule, Transong Ting is in Gondiere. Tumo to Tumo Meto Toy and Rover Capsule, Transong Jartin, Tepachi, Termoja, Chichovarendo. Japo Tumo Kawandozo Tatimer, Ching to the Hina Sail, Transong Jang Sally, the Tan Ding at Tumo Gokotando San. Then, choose the Nakarasio, so the Nas Zepa Gongos. Choose Zepa Nugent dog as a shat tumbuchi, repatinu, Zoos. And Taz Zugent dog as a shat tumbu mambuchi and a young Zepa manimbre. Then, Tatella Lord you mambuyere. Then, Yuma, then, Tanda Zepa young Taba in a lunar into super churches, Lord Luthor Surova. Then, Japon Jeba Chit, the Tilomachas, Lord Jure. Tell the tal logic, Jeba. Tell logic, the Kuzan Lamichalon and Yure, Shalong Jordova, Janasata, zöpe levile yo esayo. Ta loji seje te tek mangbo gogo no wa, ina dön no tena.
Now, if we apply this to patients, then the first characteristic would have to be that the patients reverse or conquer its opposite, which is anger and also the long-term anger of holding a grudge. Because some people think that they're patient by simply not acting out on the basis of anger, by not fighting with the person they perceive as an enemy. And then they hold on to anger or maintain the anger internally without expressing it. But that is not true patience. You may think you're patient when you're being like that, but that's not really patient. A true patience actually has to conquer or get rid of anger entirely, which is its first characteristic. Now, the second characteristic is that the patients be free of conceptuality of the three aspects of patience. In other words, conceptualization of that person who is patient, that patience which they have, and the action or process of cultivating patience. In other words, patience has to be combined with that prajna which recognizes emptiness. And then the third characteristic is that patience must delight beings. It must actually cause beings pleasure in the short run. And this is actually a characteristic of true patience. True patience is extremely powerful in this regard. There are many stories of bodhisattvas pleasing beings through the practice of patience. In particular, there is the story of the previous life of the Buddha, in which he was the rishi proclaimer of patience. And he was meditating in the forest, and one of the queens of a certain king came to pick flowers in the forest, and coming across this rishi, then she joined her palms in front of her heart, an expression of faith, and so on. She was inspired by him. Now, when the king came to go looking for where his queen had got to, he saw her seated in front of this rishi, and he thought, well, this fellow has deceived my queen. And he went up to him and he said, what are you doing? And he said, I'm meditating on patience. And he said, oh yeah, are you patient with this? And he took out his sword and he started cutting flesh off his bones, little bit by bit. And he said, are you patient with this? And the rishi said, yeah, I'm patient with that, and so on. And gradually the king realized that this man had tremendous, tremendous patience. And the king finally developed faith in him and felt very, very remorseful about what he had done. And also through the power or blessing of his patience, then the body of the bodhisattva, the rishi, was reconstituted as it had been before the king got to him. Now, the story also brings in the fourth benefit, which is that through patience you establish beings on whichever of the three vehicles is appropriate. In the story, then, through being inspired by the patience of the rishi, then the king became his disciple and actually began to practice. But it doesn't say in the story which of the three vehicles he practiced. The story can be found in the what's been Kunzang Lame Shalong, which has been translated as the words of my perfect teacher. If we apply the same stanza to diligence or perseverance, then it would be perseverance conquers its opposite, it possesses non-conceptual wisdom, it fulfills all wishes, and it ripens beings in three ways.
Tene tsundu jemante so doso te lelo re, lelo dang, tang che de lu lu do 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 ba de so re de nyam go re de lu tang che de lu lu do do ya ga sam me ba cha go yo re tang che de lu lu do ya ga sam no de ba ka so zhen zhi jian men tai so ye wei sa re
the opposite of perseverance, that which it must conquer, is laziness, such as the laziness when you feel tired and you think you just need to relax and not do anything, that you need to be lazy. That is what perseverance must conquer.
Number matope yikita denba de randon to zun tu zomba po rangke kanza ke danzen da chuje danzen le drogo do rang la danzen yo na yin te pin to gre ha ja ya po pin to to ma re ti se na rang kanzak danzen da chuje danzen je ngunzen chue pe che to re
and the second characteristic that it must possess non conceptual wisdom means that as well the diligence must the perseverance must serve as a remedy for your fixation on a self of persons and on a self of things. If your perseverance does not serve as a remedy for this fixation, then it will only be of slight benefit to other beings. To be of a great benefit, then it must serve as a remedy to your fixation.
Then, Sumba, Simchin Govar Sepa, the Rang Tsun du Chimbuchin, Hachang Tsun du Chimbuchin, the Tenda Wayna, Tundu Chimbugon in Yamne Sebantona. Then ye, same thing ye, Loma Gabo, younger than Gogare, Gagare, turn to tea, Jesus Sugare, Neka.
What is the essence of perseverance? According to Shantideva, what is perseverance? It is delight in that which is virtuous.
Dene thubala trova, sambala trova, gombala trova yuna, tusang gomsomla tsundu yuva.
If you delight in hearing, delight in reflection, and delight in meditation, then you will persevere in them.
Degin de sunam de tso sapa lagang yingban jyutin yigba jyumin tongjo barba tsola sem trova yuna tsundu yuva. Trova mena mene tsundu mevare.
And In the same way, if you delight in the accumulation of merit, delight in the building of, you call this a temple or a shrine room? Anyway, whichever. Temples. Delight in the building of stupas, delight in the offering of 1,000 butter lamps, and so on, and then you will persevere in these things.
There is something, huh? Something mentor so yamta number mato he then the batam de yon dosi simji namisi nam somewhere.
Then if we apply the stanza to meditative concentration, then meditative concentration conquers its opposite. It possesses non-conceptual wisdom. It fulfills all wishes, and it ripens beings in three ways.
something that tan desu kap so jikdin len de pe parsen che ge re ta something je kap so ya jikdin len de pe something yin ta something de la tin de mente so number yin wa zung zeng je number yin wa nyam to pa je go re zung zeng je nam yin nyam ma to na de ne jikdin pe something re ma to jikdin len de pe something yo ma re
now the context here is the supramundane practices of these, in other words, the true paramitas of meditative concentration and so on. So therefore, meditative concentration as a paramita must have the characteristic of serving as a remedy for the distraction of the experience of apprehending cognition and the apprehended object. If it does not serve a remedy for the distraction of the apprehending and the apprehended, then it is only mundane meditative concentration and not
supermundane.
And its second characteristic, that it must possess non-conceptual wisdom, is the same as in the case of the others. Meditative concentration must be combined with that prajna that recognizes that the three aspects of meditative concentration have no true reality.
Now,
as for the manner of pleasing beings or delighting beings through the practice of meditative concentration, then this is exemplified by the lives of Jetsun Melarepa and Lord Gotsangpa, particularly by the life of Jetsun Melarepa, who, having received the instructions from Marpa the translator, went into retreat for 11 months at the Tanya Cave of Prophecy, which meant that this cave had been predicted as a practice place for him by Lord Marpa, and then spent the rest of his life cultivating meditative concentration in the six outer fortresses, the six inner fortresses, the six secret fortresses, the two extra fortresses, the four famous great caves, and the four less known great caves, and so on. And through his practice of meditative concentration, he not only pleased his patrons and students, but even was able to change the minds of those who initially opposed him, all of whom became his students.
Tendra ore tene are loma mang che bata something la ten ten go bata me ban se pare jinda so something la ten ten go ban se loma so something la ten ten tek pa som la me ban se
So it was primarily by means of his meditative concentration that Jetsun Melarepa both pleased and ripened his students and patrons. He pleased his patrons, and he ripened his students by placing them on the path of the three vehicles.
Then he took by Hirap, ne? Hirap mante so nyamta number mato ihi. Then,
as for prajna, prajna conquers its opposite. It possesses non-conceptual wisdom. It fulfills all wishes, and it ripens beings in three ways.
Then, hirab jemantay so the hirab charpa takpar tawa tang chepar tawa la soba hirab charpa re takta tang cheda yo na yang tapi hirab yo mare. Then, yang tapi hirab je takhe je tawa tang hirab charpa serje non tapa kore. Then, hirab je korsomla dembar hemba meba tuni tobi hirab yo na number matobi yihidan demba. Chutan kaza ka dam me pa top number pa top hirab dan dan pa dine hirab la tene simchin gobar sa pa thar tok tek pa som la member se gobar
no The first characteristic of prajna, therefore, is that it must outdo and conquer that kind of faulty prajna. Second characteristic is that the prajna must be free of clinging to the apparent reality or truth of the three aspects of the practice of prajna, that it must therefore serve as a remedy to fixation on the self of persons and things. And then the third and fourth characteristics are that it must be pleasing to beings and must be a means which leads beings on the path of the three vehicles.
Then hirab jen gova tang member se ba te yang malare ba nam dal la jan ya bu yere. Malare ba lan se ni ji ke ra chen bu ji ke ke pa som tang de zhe ba ja ba ka so de ne malare ba ke tan da ji rem da zo rem da sa ja chen bu song go de zo song du de gomzong khirab de na sombare songba la de ne de ne konso tsoba jab yongare yomare ina yang mala re pe songor samo gomzong khirab la tembe songor la de de konso go song ga bu khira chomare de tangbon go bar se je se te pa chen lo ma cha de cha te de ne mala re pe lo ma cha bare member se pare go ba ta member se pare
It's best also to view the third and fourth characteristics of prajna by looking at the life of Jetsun Milarepa. He used the practice of prajna in order to both please and ripen or train beings. For example, when he went to the college of the study of the causal vehicle, then three scholars challenged him to debate. And in response to their questions, he sang songs about the generation stage, completion stage, and Mahamudra. And his presentation was based upon or expressed his prajna arising from meditation. And although their initial purpose was to dispute with him, they were delighted by his songs of teaching. And His activity of prajna had the third characteristic of delighting beings and the fourth characteristic as well, because being delighted in that way, they generated great faith in him and became his disciples. They became delighted because they saw that he was giving these profound teachings without reference to any text, that they were spontaneous and therefore were evidence of great prajna arising from meditation. Although they were initially displeased with him, they became extremely pleased, even delighted, by seeing the extent of his prajna.
Tene lodong kende mba ma ten jiso malare pa loma cha songore. Ta taso hirab che, hirab tang, gomzong hirab tang, tene nyoba la tende gohing member se pare le pare
the Milarepa's two main opponents in this way were Lothong and Dalo. Dalo died, but Lothong became his disciple. And so in that way, through his power or ability in general, and particularly through his demonstration of his great prajna arising from meditation, then Milarepa was able to both please and ripen beings.
Tamche japo magic labje dramare, magic labje drama la hajan kirap chimbo yere, don't have japa tosso lolando here, delete in the keda chimbo joan latin, take up your troops of serva javale, kepa mambo serva javale, more kirap chimbo in the serva japte, then eh, tosso tamche, troop down, kepa tosso go, then eh, take up your manche water, magic labje drama, loma chavare. Then kirap down, kirap jangovara say,
Another instance of pleasing beings and then establishing them on the three vehicles through prajna is the monarch of all the Tibetan siddhas, Machik Lapchi Drunma. And she had tremendous prajna, and among her other accomplishments had memorized the 100,000 stanza Prajna Paramita Sutra. And because they felt challenged by her tremendous prajna, then scholars and practitioners and so on were constantly coming to debate with her. And having contact with her, they were always delighted by her superior prajna and then became her disciples, which is also an instance of pleasing beings and then ripening them through prajna.
Then Machi Lapchi Drama Danda Aba Pamani Pugameva Pugamepe Gepo Gemuni Josukoje Varendo Tele Tene Danda Dinchene Zote Tene Bom Nemare Lambom Tare Lotore Potta Juni Tachi Lotore Tene Lame Lama Cayendo Nemare Bom Tare Lore Yama Sunjalamba, Bom Ta Sunjalodu, the name Bom Yang, Lolan Rogu, Lodo and Donto Vachavare, Ted Tombany Tonto, Zona Carboya Mai, Marboya Mai, Mamboya Mai, Seboya Mai, Drivia Mai, Domboya Mai, Rangboya Mai, Tomboya Mai, Tongaya Mai, so song by her, Telete and Tombany Tonto, the name Motoni Jetroptoma Chavare, Tombany Latin, Colo Parpatoni Latin Petroptoma Chavare. Telatine say to you the Sambrup Jutabalaya. My father simple to top my cardin young jujurma, she toba pivot. Then a tropojo to top monkey one haka to top pomore. Then magic lagrunte paro simple to top mare. Colo parpa latin the trovatobare.
Then mo ke magic lagrunte. Pama chupa te tsoke kampa nanda
yon
nanda bom lok son
re bom lok konsu junda se
no.
Konsu puku yo ma re bom nima re tsa re lo dawa chik li go na konsu jubze mbuga yin se ne tanda shubha re ndo wa te jyoton son nan lama ina traba ngay shi chi na chik re lama ta lama ka song re se lama
konsu la
re
dene konsu ge machi den dan ne machi ge
Bom tassum gelore. Dambu lama leku, lamen degre son tene gerantena, bom loch, attende you somewhere. Then bom tassum gelore.
Decaps of gono cats.
Gono ta cats in a tentea gono.
Now, Machi Lapdrun spent 1 month in the house of an old, childless but wealthy couple. Reading the 100,000 stanza Prajna Paramita Sutra as a religious observance through their patronage for their benefit, because they had been told to have her read this every day, and she could do it two or three times in one day, and she did this. No, she could do it once a day. And
마직 라 포테 주니
주니도
주니데 니마직 라 차고 요레
Now there are 12 volumes to this sutra and she could get through all 12
다바직 라 몸 차 숨질 로 와레
So she read it 30 times in 1 month and through doing so then she memorized it and also she realized its meaning fully she realized the nature of all things through the presentation in that Prajnaparamita Sutra as it is said that form is not white it is not yellow it is not red and so on as was explained earlier so because she actually attained realization from the practice of reciting that sutra then in some of her praises she is referred to as mother who attained siddhi through the Prajnaparamita and this is in contrast to most Tibetan siddhas who attain siddhi through the practice of Vajrayana whereas Machik Labdrin attains siddhi through the cultivation of the view of the intermediate dharma chakra
re ten rawo tene machik labrun che ta khirab la tene dorzang gawarase maso gabu chong tene loma te zo tekpa som je lan la trabar je pare
So in that way, Machik Labdrin was able to, through her prajna, please beings and then establish them in the practice of the three vehicles through their becoming her disciples.
They can do hirap jung go ke member se pa te tene jakarto tanda so je langbo chue je traba tang aryan deva tang gombo lodub la so pare hirap chenpo yore semjien go govare se tene loma so member se pare.
And other instances of pleasing beings and then ripening them through the display of prajna are the great masters of India, Dignaga, Dharmakirti, Aryadeva, Nagarjuna, and so on, who would initially please beings with their display of prajna, and then those beings would become their students, and therefore they would be ripened.
Okay. Then Ravata Parada Simba Parada Simba Rok the Dikapsi Chin Sini Jimbala Javare. Then a Kangala Java ten Dode Jin the Tikete Tik Tik Tambo Matu Jin Dachikayore.
So here in the aspiration of Maitreya, then the explanation of the characteristics of the six paramitas in general. Is applied in the stanza to generosity, and but in the same way as studying that stanza in the study of the corresponding verse in the Sutra Alankara, by substituting the names of the various paramitas for generosity, we can come to understand the characteristics common to them all.
Tene tangbo parada semba toga chen chenyi jenpa la jya. Tene jenpa ranga chenyi te ngopo parsen te ngopo ngopo manche pe daga longju lindup chung. Ngopo tamche namche pe jenpa parada senso kyo se. Jenpa parada semba zopa malam dende chutok padare.
Then having in that way looked at the characteristics common to all the paramitas, the next stanza in the aspiration of Maitreya, the 16th, is an explanation of generosity. Since things do not exist as entities, may my wealth appear spontaneously. Since all things totally disintegrate, may I perfect the paramita of generosity.
Jinsa Luta Longju Gingopote, Mopor Madoba. Consult the Jujin Tender So Tanjanawa. The name Juman Mopota, Mulanjan Mopota, Chota Tower, Toking. Ton Tambar, the name Jinsa Mopona Rangija Madoba, Tombani Topa. Tombani Tote, Mopor Manchipa, Mopor Manchipa Madopare. De madro parto gua to te dag longju lendo pyo ngopo la hemba ma ba jimba ta ma ka so longju yang ແລະລົງຈູຍັງລົງຈູຕໍ່ປານດາວຍັງກໍຢູ່ບໍ່ໄດ້ລົງຈູພິວຕາລົງຈູລົງຈູຕໍ່ນະງົບທໍາເຈນໍາຈິກເປຈິມເປພາຣຸສິນໂຊຈໍເຊງົບງົບມານຈິບໂຕເດດິກປາຕະມັນເດບລົງຈູຈິມບໍ່ຈົງນະແຕ່ນີ້ເດລະຄິນະຍັງດະກະຍາມາເດງົບທໍາເຈນໍາຈິກເປງົບຊານເຊງກະລືລົງຈູຈິງົບຄັນເດຈິຢູ່ນະຍັງນໍາບັນຈິກເປຊິຈິຍິນບໍ່ຫີເດແຕ່ນີ້ຈິມປາຕັງເດຈິມເປພາຣຸດະສິນບໍ່ຈໍບໍ
The first line says, since things do not exist as entities. And this means that things have no true or inherent existence. Their nature is emptiness. And things have to be mentioned here because you must give things. Generosity consists of giving something, such as wealth and so on. So the first line mentions that these things that are given have no true or inherent existence, meaning that the practice of generosity must begin with the recognition that they have no true existence, that they are like magical illusions, dreams, or the reflections of the moon in a body of water. So through the recognition of the emptiness of the things that are given, then one will be without clinging for them. And in that way, one will be able to practice generosity in a full way. Now, the practice of generosity must also involve that the things that are being given be not harmful to beings, and that their giving be unconnected to wrongdoing. But if one gives things like that, that are proper to be given, and does so without clinging to them, then the result will be that wealth will appear spontaneously. The result of one's being without clinging will be that wealth will arise spontaneously for one. Now, for the perfection of the paramita, of generosity, it is necessary to fully recognize that all things totally disintegrate, that all things are destructible and will be totally destroyed, and are in that way also insubstantial.
Then, Jimba Dongwa Bodam Lampakba the Sosichi Nier, Sosichi Jimba Tangte, Jimba Devil Latin, the young Sopo Sigare, Sopo Chayon Bokaps of Sopo La Dambari Hinte, Lonjo La Dambari Hinte, young Jimba Tang Muneva Cha, then he rang a young Kangar Chayon Gore. This and then the Mobo Tamche Namjik Pay Jimba Paras in Zoyose. Mobo Mobo. Longju Lunju drop Longju Chamber Jonah Yang, Mobo Tamjan number and Jigby Chujin the Shite, then a Jimba Conaton or Shoje Sombarito.
The reason why this third line, since all things totally disintegrate, is mentioned is that there are two types of beings who cultivate generosity, ordinary beings and superiors. And when generosity is cultivated by an ordinary being, then through their cultivation of generosity, they may become wealthy. But upon becoming wealthy, it's possible that they may develop a clinging or craving for their wealth. And through developing avarice based upon mistaking their wealth to be substantial, to be truly existent, then they may become no longer able to practice or cultivate generosity. In short, through their wealth, they may come to suffer. So in order to prevent that from occurring, one needs to always remember that all things totally disintegrate.
Dene sacha pente te song yore, tong la urbo mase jing, jong la supo mase besongore. Jimba tong la urbo sigamare, jimben devi supo chagre songore. Jongba se jete semna chembo chin la supo chagamare songore. Supo chagre san, nekap supo chana young, dene supo te, dene kuma la chogre. Jakwa can togare, yenda can tro yungare, jungle bone togamare, digim singer.
Sixteen nibaka.
Jonga supo mesepe.
Jonga.
Jungba said the same night. Jungba said the same night in the city. Don't want to Orpo Sigamare, Semna Chenla, Sukpo Sigamare somewhere. Semna Chenla, Sukpo Mazepate, Chetan San, Semna Sena, Sukpo, Nekap Sukpo Yungarete, Sukpo the Journal, but Ne Togamare. Yangna Kumal Chokre, Yangna Chakwal Togre, Yangna Yenda control Togre. Then this Senna John, Semna Chenla, Sukpo Sigamare somewhere. Then young Rangla Nolati and Donga Mambo Yabasana Choki by Yomare, then Supo Masipare. Choki Mina or Bore. Tarongyang Goya Yona Supo Mare. This is the same matter Tarongyang Go, Samba Capso, then a Choki Yomare, Urbunda Wachati, Chicks and a Telesomare.
It was said by Sakya Pandita. The generous cannot be considered poor, and the avaricious cannot be considered wealthy. The generous cannot be considered poor because generosity leads to wealth. And the avaricious cannot be considered wealthy because they're facing the instability of however much they have always being destructible. They might lose it at any moment. They might lose it to thief, they might lose it to a robber, they might lose it to a natural disaster or other circumstances, and so on. As long as you have no contentment, then you are not truly wealthy because you always feel you need more. So you never have enough, and you're never in that sense rich or wealthy. So the generous are not poor and the avaricious are not wealthy.
And Jumba Suku Yona Hira Mina, the name Jose de Yuma Rankiva Caps of Young Boganda Wanyende and Dawala, the name Tropa Japa Kalecha Kabucha.
And also, an avaricious person who has the appearance of wealth and has lacks the prajna, then leaves their wealth to their children or descendants. Who may fight over it and which may become a cause of their suffering as well.
Tena chujelo lo supo te cho hipatang. Natene, tome sem yabate, supo le yagre, chujelo. Longju de cho hipa kande yona de cho hipatang. Tene tome sem yab. Tenda wote supo le yag.
So, from the point of view of Dharma, then being wealthy consists of contentment. And generosity.
The end of the day, the ring, part of the Simba Troke, Tiny Tang, Tiny, part of the Simba Troke, Jin Tiny Tang, Dode Din Jinless on the Tiny Dodiki.
So this morning was a brief explanation of the characteristics common to the six paramitas. And the explanation of the four characteristics of the six paramitas from the Sutra Lankara. But now we have to chant. First in Tibetan.
Jo dambar sanje jan de dan je be de dor ne so ja kwa la men na da je
I prostrate to all the Buddhas and to the Bodhisattvas endowed with the divine eye of the sages and to the Shravakas as well. I prostrate to Bodhicitta, which counteracts birth in all lower realms, perfectly shows the path to the higher realms, and leads to no aging nor death. May my seed of omniscience grow, and may I attain awakening that never ends. Whatever offerings to the Buddhas that can be found in realms of the 10 directions are known to the Buddhas who rejoice in them. I rejoice in all these offerings. I fully acknowledge all negative actions and rejoice in all merit. I prostrate to all the Buddhas. May I attain supreme primordial wisdom. Request the Bodhisattvas who reside on the 10 levels in all the directions of the worlds in the 10 directions to awaken into supreme enlightenment. Once you have awakened into supreme enlightenment and tamed the Maras and their hordes, may you turn the wheel of Dharma so that all living beings may be healed. With the sound of the great Dharma drum, may you free all sentient beings who are suffering. Throughout inconceivable millions of kalpas, may you remain and teach the Dharma. Mired in the swamp of desire, entangled in the strands of cyclic existence, I am fettered by all that binds. I supplicate those supreme among humans to look upon me. Do not blame sentient beings who are flawed. With a loving heart for all sentient beings, may the Buddhas free them from the ocean of cyclic existence. Any perfect Buddhas who are present, those who have passed away, and those yet to come, may I train following in their way and engage in enlightened conduct. Having perfected the 6 paramitas, may I liberate the 6 families of sentient beings. Having actualized the 6 extraordinary faculties, may I reach and excel enlightenment. Future phenomena are not born, and those past will not occur. Present phenomena have no inherent nature. There is no actual location. There is no perception. There are no outer things. May I realize the Dharma Dhatu, which is empty. According to the Buddhas, the great sages, there are no truly existent sentient beings nor life force. There is no truly existent individual and no nurturing of a self. May I realize the Dharmata, where the self is not present. Such as grasping onto a self and mind is not present within any of the paramitas. To benefit all sentient beings, may I give with generosity, free of avarice. Since things do not exist as entities, may my wealth appear spontaneously. Since all things totally disintegrate, may I perfect the paramita of generosity. Endowed with a flawless ethics that is guided by rules, and an ethics that is completely pure, with an ethics free of an arrogant mind, may I perfect the paramita of ethics. Just as the elements of earth, water, fire, and wind, bodhisattvas do not remain caught by mental constructs. By attaining patience, anger never arises. May I perfect the paramita of patience. Through the power of previous perseverance, having become stable, enthusiastic, and free of laziness, and through a strong body and mind, may I perfect the paramita of perseverance. Through the samadhi where all is illusion-like, through the samadhi of the hero's stride, and through the samadhi that is like a vajra, may I perfect the paramita of meditative concentration. The three gates of full liberation, the equal nature of the three times, the three types of knowing as well, may I perfect the paramita of prajna. Through persevering in a bodhisattva's practice, may I attain the kaya praised by all the Buddhas, the luminous kaya and the kaya blazing with majesty. Thus may my intention be fulfilled. May I be like the famed Maitreya, who engaged in such a practice, perfected the paramitas, and perfectly abides at the zenith of the 10th level.
Vya malam dhoto. Tam je zepai.
Tone nye pe ranam banje.
When is the second session? 2 p.m.
주츠니발라. 때는 거창 그 선거 찍기.
선거 나서.
열고 거창. 오케이.